All right. Justin, can you hear us?
Oh, I got you.
All right, perfect. Thanks for joining us. I know that obviously you would have liked to have the opportunity to bring home the W today, but a big win for College Racing with AJ winning and your performance as well. Just tell us a little bit about what it means to take home the win in Ohio.
Obviously, it's super special for lead fielder. We've been trying for this one since I've been at College, and this is a super big race. I mean, I know you guys can't see it, but there's somewhere between 500 and 1,000 employees here from Lee Filter. You know, Lee Filter headquarters is so close to here. So this has been, you know, the Super Bowl for Matt College. This is his crown jewel. We actually flew up here early. We rented a plane. The whole team went to dinner with Matt Thursday night and just kind of got to chill and stay at Matt's house with my teammates. So obviously, yes, I wanted to win the Lee Filter car. Always needs to be in victory lane, but we've had a pretty miserable season up to this point with luck. It's been pretty bad. So to get a second place here with all the damage we had, and also the left front tire was about three corners away from blowing out. So there was a big deep groove about an inch wide, and it was showing cords there at the end. So thankfully we even finished. I thought there that our luck was still going to be bad, but no, great day for us and at College Racing.
All right, we're going to go ahead and go to questions, and we're going to kick off with Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob, with your question for Justin.
Yeah, Justin, I'm curious what you saw on the restart where the front row went three wide and everybody seemed to be slam banging off each other.
I'm not sure who was on the inside. I was really questioning Cindric's option to restart on the outside. I believe he was the leader, and that just seemed weird. It's really easy for the inside car to slide up and just kind of, you know, take your line. So that was really weird to me. And then obviously AJ got inside of the 54, and I know firsthand the 54 wasn't using his mirrors all day. He chopped me quite a few times and you know, was driving pretty rough, which I think he probably still needs to learn a little bit of that. So yeah, I mean, it was just AJ going for it. Obviously he was pretty mad at himself. He was trying to prove himself and get back to the lead after he had messed up. So I put blame on the 54. I would say the 22 as well. He was pretty high in the groove, but I think that all caused from the 54. And then from there, I couldn't see anything. It was just dust, and I just kept in it.
And did you have any thoughts of doing any sort of crazy move there while in second to try to win?
I don't know. I kind of radioed on. They told me that my right side was still good, and I told them before that restart that I understood the deal. So obviously the 11 car needs to get in victory lane. And if AJ would have presented enough mistakes, I would have taken it, but we had so much damage that I don't even think it was an option to get to his bumper. Obviously without the damage, I probably would have raced pretty hard and been able to go up there and kind of move him out of the way. And I would have moved him, but I wouldn't have wrecked him. You know, we still would have finished 1-2. So it was just kind of, I had a lot of damage and I was just really trying to finish.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take our next question from Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you, and congratulations on the solid run. How have you learned about road racing since AJ Allmendinger's come to College?
Not much. Me and AJ really don't talk about any kind of driving styles or anything. We honestly don't even, we're not allowed in the simulator together. All the College drivers and RCR drivers are simulators at separate times. So it's just pure talent and what we got. I think AJ's car was working a little better than mine today. Obviously I had a good amount of damage, but I think where AJ has helped us on the course is not me, but he's helped our setups. We've been pretty bad here in the past, and we really kind of went a different direction this race, completely different setup that we found something in the simulator. So I think AJ Allmendinger, what he's brung to the program has been more setup wise than me personally. I mean, we don't really share info.
Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, our next question is going to come from inside the media center at Mid Ohio. Dustin Albino, can you hear us?
Oh wow.
Go ahead with your question, Dustin.
When it's late in the going like that, you have that damage. How much can you worry about making it tomorrow?
Well, the biggest thing for me was I was obviously at a road course. There's curbs. And I had left front damage. So I was trying to curb hop under caution and try to get the left front of the nose raised up, especially in one, there's kind of a shelf that you can ride on. So Yeah, I would say without the damage, I would have been on the attack, but with the damage, I was more defense there on my green white checker. Thank you.
Okay, our next question is going to come from Matt Weaver. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Justin. Appreciate the time today. You had mentioned what AJ brought or didn't bring to you as a driver on the road course, but I want to go larger than that, bigger picture. You guys have such a family atmosphere at College Racing. I'm curious, how much did you know AJ prior to his time joining the team, and what has he meant just as that sort of veteran figure and person? Because someone would come over his radio at the end of the race and was like, you and your son are running 1-2. And I thought that was just an interesting way to describe the family.
Yeah, when I met AJ was at GMS. He came and drove the 23 there late in 2019, I believe. And I was also driving the 24 Xfinity car for GMS. And I don't know, we kind of hit it off. He gave me a pretty rough time at first, but it was kind of like, you know, the brotherly love type of hard time. So we've just meshed really well. We've never had an issue, honestly. We were just talking about that at Matt's Bus earlier, that we've raced so much, but we've never actually like raced each other side by side. We've always just kind of been on opposite ends and really panned over to this year. So I think me and AJ always race each other a little less aggressive than we would anyone else, just because we understand, and he looks out for me, I look out for him, and obviously Jeb as well. I mean, he's when he's in the picture, he's included as well. So, but me and AJ, I mean, we just always have kind of had something special, and we talk a lot during the week, and honestly, like our mindset and our picture of life outside of racing is similar on how we kind of go about life. So a lot of our talks are not even about racing. It's just life itself.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank you.
Okay, Justin, thank you so much. That is all the questions we have. And thank you again for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah, this is Matt Humphrey. I'm going to give you Justin a hand. Okay, that's the book. You know, why have a clarity? That's all right.
Yeah, it was obviously an awesome day for College Racing, and it was tough that last restart. Our left front tire had about a 1-inch groove in it, and it was showing for it. So I don't think if we had another green light check here, would have held on. But obviously, awesome day for AJ to get the win at Matt College home track. We've been trying so hard for this one for a long time, and for it to finally pay off, it just feels so good.
AJ is coming up right now. I'm on meeting this station.
Awesome. Thanks, Matt.
Yep.
AJ,
yeah, Gatorade or something.
Hot in there?
Wasn't that bad. But I was more tired doing the celebration after.
All right, AJ, can you hear us?
I got you. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Congratulations on that win. Obviously, a popular win among the College Racing family, but a big win for you as well. Just talk a little bit about what it means to bring home that.
Yeah, you can't see it, but we have Matt College sitting next to us. So this is
this is his Super Bowl. And, you know, every win's important. Slide in here, Matt. There we go. Every win's important, but we know how important this racetrack and the community in Northeast Ohio is, all the charity work that he does, all of the companies that he works with. We had, you know, with Ramco Specialties on the car, you know, we had three companies from Northeast Ohio that were on the car of all three of our cars. So, I mean, it's a special place to Matt. And because of that, I put a little bit more pressure on myself to go out there and try to win the race and everybody at College Racing, all the men and women. I mean, we came with a different type of setup that we'd not tried in the past. And the thing was awesome. So much speed. And I thought after that pit penalty, I knew with no yellows, we weren't going to win just because the 22 was so far out there. I was going to get to second. But once that restart was happening, I made a decision coming to the green that I was either going to win or I was going to crash. So it worked out the right way.
All right. And Matt, congratulations. We know this is a big win for you, but just tell us a little bit about what it felt like to see AJ cross the finish line there at the end.
I mean, it's surreal. I mean, we're here in Ohio and, you know, this is our, I guess, fifth time, sixth year, but didn't race here last year. But like AJ said, it's our home track. I mean, we don't make any bones about the fact that it's a big race for us. You know, we had 450 people, I think, in the pavilion right across from the start finish line and in pit road and in victory lane. And so it was cool just to be able to celebrate with them and see AJ do burnouts and just to see the excitement on everybody. You know, AJ told you too, we had three Ohio companies as sponsored on all three of our cars. So with Rocky Boots on Jeb's car and of course Leaf Filter and Leaf Home Solutions on Justin's car and then Ramco on AJ's car. But even to see the Leaf Filter 11 car right behind AJ at the start finish line, it was awesome too.
Yeah.
So just get a 1-2 at Mid Ohio, our home track. It just feels so good, you know, for us, but it feels so good for our team. I mean, that's now our 10th win as an organization and third win this season, AJ's second win. And so we're super excited, super proud of him. And that's why we hired him, win races.
All right. Well, congratulations again to you both. We're going to go to questions and to kick us off, we're going to start with Bob Pockers. Bob, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, AJ, coming from the back, how do you avoid crashing and passing all those people?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, Bob, it's frustrating, right? You know, but we win and lose as a team, and that's part of it. I was for sure mad. I thought we'd given it away, but, you know, at the same point, we all make mistakes, and that's what I love about Matt Kulig and just the attitude that he brings and Chris Rice on an everyday basis. You know, it's a family. We're not pointing fingers. So, you know, as I said, Bob, like I knew it probably wasn't going to happen if it stayed green because I could see the 22 was restarting up front. But at that point, this rarely goes green for a whole 25 laps. All it's so easy to make a mistake here and get stuck in the gravel trap. So, you know, I knew it wasn't over. And the worst thing I could do was be frustrated and start bonsaiing passes and tearing up the car and never give ourselves a shot at it if a yellow did come out. So, you know, I was aggressive, but I'd try to keep all the fenders on it. And you know, I knew I'd use the tires up a little bit, but I knew once that restart was going to happen that we had a real shot at it.
And it's such a confusing race with all these rules and how long you can spend on pit road. I mean, is this the way it kind of has to be with this system, or do you feel like there could be some changes?
Well, I mean, Matt, that's a better question for you because, I mean, it's the team owners that have to pay for the crews to fly. I mean, they'd be flying from Sonoma. The crew guys would be having to fly to Sonoma after the race. You know, I mean, it's we're trying to do everything that we can to have cost saving measures. And that's a huge one of them. So I don't know if it's the way they do it's the best way, but I don't have a better answer for it.
No, it works out fine. I think it's a good way to do it. I mean, just unfortunately, we were off by a couple seconds
and
the rules. So, I mean, that obviously we don't do this every week and we've only done it a couple times. So, I mean, I guess everybody just doesn't know.
Yeah.
You're just not used to the rules. And I think it's a good system.
I'm sure it's a little confusing for the fans, but I mean, it's easy to sit here and say, oh, we could do something different. But, you know, there's no point in doing that unless you have real solutions. And I think NASCAR is trying to do the right thing with
not flying crew guys across the country for one race and then back.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you and congratulations, gentlemen. Matt, we talked a lot about how you developed your leadership skills as a quarterback in high school and college. And, you know, you take a stick and ball approach, so to speak, to your race team. It's a little, you know, different, but it's been quite successful. How did you know that AJ would be such an ideal fit to your organization and the type of philosophy that you all have at College Racing?
Well, you know, just like in sports, but also in business, it's about the people. You know, you get great people and you get, you know, people that are team players. Tell that he really is a team player. I mean, he's, you know, we golfed the other day and he's as competitive as you could get.
Lee knows, she's golfed with me. She knows. Yeah.
So, but just, you know, it's a team effort. And, you know, somebody just asked him a question about, you know, said he was frustrated, but he also realizes it does take a team. I mean, that team that he was, you know, driving the car for, you know, works their butt off and gave him a really fast race car. So without everybody working together, you know, you just can't win races. So, you know, we're fortunate to have a great organization and, you know, you mentioned my leadership, but it's Chris Rice's leadership and AJ's leadership. And really a lot of the team has great leaders. And so I'm really appreciative of them, really appreciative of what they do. And, you know, when you do great things and work together, then you end up, you know, out front. So we had two cars in the top two today. And so really proud of that.
And Matt, can you give us a status report or an update on where you stand with Cup for next year and where AJ might be on your short list?
He's, you know, he's definitely on our
I'm always on a short list.
He's on a short list.
I'm always on a short list, Lee.
No, we're you know, we fully plan on running one car or at least one car in the Cup Series next year full time. You know, whether that's AJ or somebody else, we're really not sure. I think AJ, regardless, will run road courses and maybe super speedways or you know,
what?
I don't know.
Well, here, Lee, I'll make it simple for you. You know, Matt and Chris, I mean, there's a lot going on, and that's what's great about College Racing is the growth of where this team is, and I love being a part of it. And I've told Matt and Chris that no matter what role it is, like, I just want to keep being part of the growth. Because I truly enjoy it. And that's something since 2019, I've enjoyed more than I thought I would, is just trying to help succeed. So like when Justin wins and when Ross won and when Jeb won this year, like I feel like I'm still a little part of that and we're all winning. And that's what I love doing. So at the end of the day, I love driving the race cars. It's fun running this Xfinity series and having cars that have capable of winning every weekend. And you know, I just want to be a part of whatever their growth is. And you know, they got a lot of stuff in between to work out, but I'm on board with whatever they want to do.
So you could possibly run a situation where you have different drivers for different races just to kind of get your feet wet in the sport.
I know. No. You know what? We won't. I don't know yet, but I don't think we'll be in. We won't be in that situation. If we run full time, which we will, we'll have one driver in one car and trying to run, getting playoffs and trying to win a championship. So
he just meant I might be the one driving the truck to the road courses and super speedway races. Like they may part time for that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Probably safer than you in a golf cart. You gentlemen enjoy the win.
Hey, thank you.
All right, we're going to take a question from inside the media center. Dustin Albino, go ahead with your question.
How surprised were you that Cindric took the top of
the restart? I was shocked, honestly. It was, you know, I kind of had it played in my head that Austin was going to take the bottom and I was going to have to get a good restart to try to clear the 54 and then have 3.5 laps to figure out a way to get around Austin. I knew our car was the best one out there. But you know, in a 3-lap shootout, it's tough to make that happen. So I was shocked when he took the outside and I timed the restart perfect. And you know, the strength of our car today was the forward drive and rear grip.
So I launched and the thing launched, and you know, I think Ty was so focused on being next to the 22, he left the door open. And at that point, quite honestly, I committed in my head that I was throwing it down in there and we were all crashing, or I was going to come out the other side leading the race, because it didn't, at that point, I felt like, yeah, you want a good finish, but knowing what this race meant to Matt, second didn't mean anything at that point. And I was willing to go take the risk. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I believe we have an additional question inside the media center. Media center, Stephen Conley, go ahead with your question.
Steve Conley, PRN. Matt, first off, you mentioned the two of you playing golf this week. How did that go?
You know what? We actually played. It was myself and AJ and Chris Rice, and
Don't forget about Klepper
and Tim Klepper.
Name, I'll be mad.
I'm sorry. You got to put him in there too. But AJ's the better golfer by far. What'd you shoot at 85?
Yeah,
the rest of us were.
I was pissed off about that. But my also, I will say this: my betting skills of like how much to give each guy on strokes is horrible. So because of that, I lost.
So Chris Rice won the trophy. So we brought a big trophy because that's what we do. We win trophies. We try to win trophies. We compete. And so he did not. He lost by two.
And if you know Chris Rice, he definitely let me hear about it for two straight days. Even up in victory lane, he said, "I got two trophies now. You only got one."
Thank you.
Did I nail his voice? Is that right?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Can't believe we're sitting here. Running the full season, I ask you about the points, the championship battle. You guys are always talking trophy hunting. Where do you feel with this going into the latter part of the season? Is this a championship contending car?
I think it is. You know, but I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, we're by any means the team to beat. Well, you got to keep getting better. But you know what I've really felt like in every race, we've had a shot at a top five. And really, if you look at the stats, I think I either finished top five or something happens. And we're gaining speed. You know, each part of this is like I'm not a rookie, but I feel like a rookie sometimes because a lot of these tracks I haven't been to in 3 years, nor have I ever been to an Xfinity car. So half these races I go to for the first race trying to figure out, okay, you know, what do I need in the race car to be better? And what do I need to tell them to be better out in and outside the race car? So I think every weekend is an improvement. We get a little bit better. You know, we got to keep working on our execution, but you know, we for sure have the speed to go out there and contend for a championship. The way this works though, it takes is one bad race in that playoff span. So we got to work on our execution and keep working on our speed. And we know that final race is at Phoenix. So if the 22's in it, he's going to be really good. If the 7's in it, he's going to be really fast. It's not been our best racetrack. So we definitely got to keep improving, but we're there. I love where we're at right now.
Yep. I do too.
Okay. We're going to take our next question from Matt Weaver. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey guys. Appreciate the time this afternoon. Lee kind of had a similar direction as me, so I'll take it a step further. AJ, when you look at that next gen car, it's basically kind of a GT3 supercar hybrid. And then you look at the road courses that are on the Cup schedule now. Do you kind of look at that car and that platform and just think, hey, this is made for me? And whether it's part-time, full-time, whatever, that you want to be a part of it?
Well, yeah, for sure. I'm watching it, you know, and I heard what Kurt and Martin said about driving it at the Roval and how much fun they had. It's definitely a lot quicker. But, you know, at the same point, that's why it's the Cup Series. Everybody's so good. So it's not like I feel like, oh, I'm going to jump in it and I'd have an advantage over the next guy because I've run GT cars for a little bit. You know, it's just all about getting those cars and you know, feeling what they feel like to drive and how they're going to handle and the things that we have to do as an organization to make sure that the car's fast. You know, and Matt, I mean, it really goes back to you know, previously. It's like I believe in what this organization's doing. I believe what Matt and Chris and all the men and women are allowing us to do. And I mean, it's no joke. It's not like, hey man, let's talk about contracts. I'm like, hey, I just want to be a part of it. If you want me to be a part of it, I'm in. Like, this is so much fun. I thoroughly enjoy this team. I mean, Thursday night, Matt flew everybody out early from the team just to throw a big party. And we had a great time. And some of us didn't feel good the next day. And, you know, I mean, it's and part of it is it's just a great atmosphere to be around the guys, whether at the racetrack or at the shop. So, like, it's no joke. I have no questions to them about, hey, like, what's going on next year? Like, what they haven't. I mean, we've had small talks, but all they tell me is, don't worry, you're a part of it. Like, whatever it is. And that's good enough for me. Mm-hmm.
And that's a perfect segue to my follow up. I was always struck by something that Chris had said during the winter, that when you guys put this full-time deal together, that he made you promise to him that it wasn't going to be a job, that it had to stay fun. And I'm curious, has this season, beyond winning and, you know, contending every single weekend and being top three in points, just from an emotional or psychological standpoint or whatever, has this season kind of met your expectations of what you wanted it to be or what you need it to be?
Well, I mean, right now, as I sit here, it's perfect.
So much fun.
No, I mean, honestly, Matt, like, yeah, I went in with no, I didn't, my expectations were us to keep improving and running well. And for sure, I mean, anybody that's been around me, I'm still the same way in the sense of, God, I put so much pressure on myself and I want to go out there and perform for all the men and women at this team. And if I don't, I feel like I'm letting them down. And sure, there's moments where I'm like, damn, this isn't a fun feeling. But at the end of the day, I might as well stop racing if I'm scared of that feeling. But on a daily basis of going to the shop, even if it's a bad weekend and we air, you know, we clean the air, like, okay, like, this is what happened. I'm frustrated with this, you know, or they're frustrated on that. We talk about it and we're good to go. And we go have lunch or we, you know, I mean, we go play golf, we go have a good time. And so, yeah, this is what I wanted and more, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Matt.
All right. Our next question is going to come from Jenna Farrar. Go ahead, Jenna.
Hey there. Congratulations, AJ. Congratulations, Matt. Matt, I'm wondering, you and Chris, you both love AJ, and Michael Shank was there today. He loves AJ. What makes AJ such a special guy?
I mean, he's so handsome.
I mean, it's cute.
You're cute. You're so handsome.
Good.
And
so good. Yeah,
great
yeah,
hair.
Yeah.
And no, he actually, one, he's a great race car driver, but he's a great leader. I mean, he's a great leader to the other drivers. I mean, he genuinely does. Even you know, I saw last week, even Ross Chastain at Charlotte last week, and he was even saying, you know, how much AJ helped him out last year. So no matter what the situation with the team and drivers, I mean, he truly, genuinely tries to help everybody out. Even the guys over at RCR when we're on the simulator and with those drivers and, you know, he's just a team player. And that's why we care about him. That's what we kind of are teaching and expect from even our other drivers or other crew chiefs and car chiefs and, you know, mechanics and everybody on pit road. I mean, we just want everybody to work together. And we do preach that. And I know Chris preaches that we are a team. At the end of the day, we're a team. There's three cars on the track even today, and these guys are going at it. But I mean, I would have bet anything that Justin wasn't going to pass AJ, you know, today, you know, on the last lap. I mean, you know, we felt good about, you know, Justin lining up right behind AJ, and they both got a good launch. But you know, for these guys to battle, and again, it's a weird situation sometimes, but I mean, I know AJ helps Justin and Justin helps AJ, and these guys have, especially those two, have a pretty special bond. And so it just felt good. And you saw Justin's reaction even at the end of the race. I mean, he just unbuckled his belts and jumped over the wall and came to give AJ a big hug. So he's genuinely happy about it. It's as if he won. And so I know these guys feel good about each other. And so it comes from him.
And AJ, you know, you've talked before about, you know, you were kind of over it and done, but you've come back and you seem so happy and you're rejuvenated. You know, how much of it is being with guys like Matt and Chris and having Mike Shank, you know, everybody you race for are these guys that you really have these deep relationships with.
It's, I mean, honestly, Jenna, it's 100%. I mean, it's, and that's no slight on any other team, right? I mean, I've been so fortunate in my life throughout my career to be with great people, but I'm in a different place in my life as well. And that's, and I'm a different person
than I was in 2015. And because of that, it just allows me to have fun with it. Sure. God, I'm still competitive. Like, right. I'm still sick before the race. I'm sick inside. I'm so nervous that I want to go out there and run well and win this race and things like that. But I've told the story before, but it goes back to 2019 here is where like I really kind of fell in love with the team because we had a terrible practice. Matt's got 500 leaf filter employees out there. In my way, I thought, oh my God, here it is again. Like you got to go out there and perform a miracle and make it happen. And Chris pulled me aside and said, we're not winning today. Like, relax. Like we're not good right now. And that's just go give everything you have. And that's all we ask. And at the end of the day, let's try to be better the next race we go to and the next one. And I thought, oh my God, like that lifted everything off my shoulders. And I finished third and I was thrilled with it. And I thought, this is great. And we went to Road America, had a shot to win. And then we won at the Roval. And it just, so long story short, like because of stuff like that, it makes it 100% because of them. And it allows me to want to help everybody that's associated with the team. And, you know, as Matt said about Justin, you know, I felt same thing. Like he wasn't going to not pass me, but he wasn't going to run into me to do it. And that's what I preach to everybody, because it is, if Justin were to won this race, then I still partly won it in mind because I'm still a part of the team. When Jeb won Talladega, I still felt like that's still part of a win for me because we're in this as a family and that's what it should be all about.
And
right, Jenna, like you've been around motorsports enough. It's not like that amongst all drivers in a correct team. So that's what makes it great.
So you like the family atmosphere.
I love it. Like, yeah. Because they got my back, I got their back. It's the same thing. Like when we had the pit road mistake, sure, I was mad and I let it be known I was mad, but I calmed down and said, we win and lose as a team. As we went back green, I'm going to go try to make up for it. Just like if I mess up on the racetrack and they make up for it in the pits, it's the same deal.
And then just to try to pin down these elusive cup plans that you guys may or may not have, AJ, do you have any interest? Come back. Do you have any interest in running a full cup season again?
I mean, to me, honestly, it's with this group, I'm okay with whatever they want to do. And, you know, I think Matt understands, like, you go in a cup, it's not like it's taken 6 years. Well, you know, it took three years, call it 5 years to win consistently now in the Xfinity Series. It's just as hard to start a cup team and then think, you know, you're going to go down the line and hopefully in 5 or 6 years you're winning races there. I mean, it's harder than in the Xfinity Series. So, but at the end of the day, it's whatever they want me to do because I'm enjoying it. So I just want to be part of the plans. That's it. Maybe try to the road courses, I guess.
Don't let him cook. Matt, how's the charter situation look?
I think we're working on a few things. So there's no real news or anything really to report there.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jana.
All right. Well, AJ, Matt, thank you for joining us. Thank you for being so gracious with all the questions. We wish you guys congratulations again, and wish you best of luck next weekend as well.
Once again, thank you for all of you for what you do for the sport and taking care of us. So we appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. And to all the media who joined us, thank you for doing so. All audio and video from this session will be available on NASCARmedia.com. Have a great afternoon.